Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Are your employees fired up about you making more profit? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving the relationship with your customers. Our topic today is one that often creates anxiety, confusion, and uncertainty for business owners: sharing your profits. So I want to approach this topic with the proper blend of humility, caution, and enthusiasm. Humility, because I know with certainty that nearly every business owner does share their profits with their employees, in the fact that they make sure their employees get paid even when they aren't making a profit. By that definition alone, they're sharing their profits even when there aren't any to share. Caution, because I've witnessed firsthand where a business owner has declared they're going to share their profits with their team, only to have them change course and walk back their commitment because the math just didn't make sense. And enthusiasm, because I've also witnessed firsthand the power that comes from creating and executing a well-developed profit-sharing program for a team of employees. Perhaps the best place to start is by dealing with several of the excuses that I've heard business owners express when I bring up the idea of sharing profits with their employees. Truth be told, I've heard just about every excuse you could imagine. Some of the common responses I hear are things like, "What profits? How can I share profits when I can barely cover my expenses?" Or, "I don't have accurate financials, so I don't know what my profits are. How can I possibly share them?" Or, "No one in my industry does that, and when I bring it up, the advice I hear is stay a long way from that." Or, "I'd rather just give a Christmas bonus based on how I think things are going. It gives me a lot more flexibility, and it doesn't paint me into a corner." Or, "It's way too complicated, and I don't think it'd make a difference anyway." I could go on and on with the excuses that I've heard, and they all fall into the category of fear and uncertainty. I get the uncertainty thing, and I think it largely comes from the fact that there aren't many resources available for small business owners on this topic. There are plenty available for bigger companies, but not many for an up-and-coming business. And the fear thing is just what we all know fear to be: false expectations appearing real. Today, I want to eliminate some of the uncertainty and help wash away the fear related to this important topic. Let me start by suggesting that if you want your employees to act like a business owner, you should treat them like a business owner. And the best way you can treat them like a business owner is to give them an opportunity to share in any profits that the company makes. I learned this lesson and saw firsthand how powerful a motivator this is when I was running a manufacturing business. So I thought that rather than walk you through a step-by-step how-to discussion, I'd simply share the story that I lived out in hopes that it might speak to you directly. We were in the business of producing and selling storm doors. Our team consisted of 200 team members, most of whom were factory workers, paid an hourly wage and working either on first or second shift. At the time, we were making about 10,000 storm doors each week across our two shifts. When we bought the business, there were no profits to share. We actually were losing money. I remember a meeting we had shortly after I joined the team as the division president, where we did the math and figured out that we were essentially taping a dollar bill to each door we sold, meaning we were losing about $1 on every $60 door we shipped out of the factory. As you can imagine, this was not a winning strategy. Among one of the first changes we made in the business was to announce that we were going to implement a profit-sharing program. We gathered the team together and let them know that we would be putting 15 cents of every dollar of profit into a profit-sharing pool, and at the end of the year, we would distribute this profit-sharing pool to our employees based on their performance and their contribution to our efforts to grow and improve the business. As you can imagine, the first question we got was, how much profit do we make? And we had to be honest and tell them, none at the moment, but we hope to make some very soon. Their next questions were about, how will you determine who's performing and helping the business get better? While these were more difficult to answer, we shared with them a simple performance matrix that we were going to use to determine their contribution to our success. We told them that we would be sharing our progress with them on a regular basis and assured them we would be totally transparent about our revenues, our expenses, and the opportunities we had to get more profitable as a business. Let me pause for just a minute and share with you that I know this is where many business owners get hung up, the idea of being open and transparent with your employees about the finances of your business. But if I may be so bold, I would suggest that if you're not sharing your financials with your employees, they're probably thinking you're making boatloads of money while they're doing all the work. And we know that's probably not the case, but in the absence of facts, they are all assuming the worst. So what's the harm in telling them what's really going on? In my opinion, there's nothing wrong with that. But let me be quick to add, this is an area you must get personally comfortable with. And if you cannot, then you probably should pass on this whole idea of sharing your profit. Now back to my story. Here's where things got really interesting. I recall one monthly meeting shortly after we introduced our new profit sharing program, where we brought into the room our best-selling storm door and stood it at the front of the room. I asked, who wanted to own this door? And one of our employees raised their hand. I had them come to the front, and I gave them the $100 that reflected the selling price of the door. I then told them that they could keep all of the money that was left after we paid all the costs to build the door. I then asked everyone else, what went into the cost of building the door? Someone shouted out, wood. And I said, yes, give that person $12. Someone else shouted out, aluminum. I said, yes, give that person $10. Someone shouted out, glass. I said, yep, give that person $15. Someone shouted out, hardware. And I said, yes, give that person $18. Then someone said, hey, we scrap some doors. I said, you're right, we do. Give that person $8. Then someone said, we do a lot of rework on doors. And I said, you're right. Give that person $6. This went on until every cost item was covered. Then I asked the owner of the door, so how much money do you have left? And he showed me that he had only 20 cents in his hand. And I told him that as a team, they get 15% of the 20 cents or 3 cents into their profit sharing pool for each door we produce. That's when everybody in the room realized that while we were only making 20 cents profit on each door, we were spending $8 on scrap and $6 on rework per door. You know what happened after that meeting? The team went to work on reducing the scrap and rework to recover as much of the $14 they could because they knew that they got 15 cents of every dollar they could recover. That was the big turning point for the business. And it was a big eye-opener for the power of profit sharing. Rather than our team members working without thinking, or worse yet, working against our success, they started acting like owners and were finding ways to increase our profits and grow our business. Fast forward a couple of years, and the profit-sharing distribution for each team member was equivalent to an additional month's pay. And oh, by the way, as a business, we were making more profits than we had ever dreamed were possible. So let me ask you, is your team focused on your business profitability as if they were the business owner? If not, what do you think would be different for you as the owner and for them as the employee if they were? You see, I think small business owners have a distinct advantage in the area of compensation, and particularly when it comes to profit sharing. You don't have shareholders to limit your creativity. You don't have the government looking over your shoulder. You can do what you think is right for your business and for your employees. Sure, you've got to do it properly, and you've got to build it in a way that's sustainable. But let me assure you, it's very doable, and the rewards can be very positive for both you as the business owner and for your team members. So here's your homework assignment for this week. Set some time aside to consider whether your business and your team could benefit from having a profit-sharing program of some kind. Consider whether you want your employees thinking and acting like a business owner. Consider whether you're comfortable being open and transparent with your financial results. And consider whether you could put in place a performance assessment process to identify those who are truly helping you make your business better. If the answer to these three questions is yes, then you're a good candidate to introduce a profit-sharing program into your business. Now, we don't have near enough time on this podcast to dive into the details, and there are lots of details that need to be considered. But if you have specific questions about getting started, or would just like to process your thoughts with me, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you think through the details to make sure that sharing your profits would be a benefit to you, your team, and to your business success. And if I could ask you a big favor, share this podcast with two or three of your colleagues who you think might find it helpful. I know this is a big opportunity for many business owners, and given the positive impact that it can have on the success of a business, I'd be honored if you'd be willing to share it with others. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss sharing customer wins. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would just like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourdeprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourdeprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.